Hello and welcome to the episode 92 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today, we will have some early live gigs, some filming, and some mixing sessions. On the 2nd of April 1961, the Beatles, with Pete Best on drums, had their second engagement at a top 10 club in Hamburg, West Germany. 1 year later, in 1962, the Beatles, still featuring Pete Best on drums, performed a lunchtime concert at the Cavern Club, their 100th lunchtime engagement in that venue. Then, at night, the band remained in Liverpool for an evening event that saw them on the bill with the Royal Waterford Show Band at the Pavilion Theatre. The venue had hosted some of the skiffle contests in which the Quarrymen had appeared in the late 1950s, but had become one of the Liverpool's biggest striptease venues. It is understandable then that manager Brian Epstein couldn't be persuaded to let the band be booked there anymore. In 1963, the Beatles played the Azina Ballroom in Sheffield. By now, Beatlemania had unofficially started. The initial agreed fee of £65, about £1,370 in 2020 money, was raised to £85, about £1,800 in today's money, due to the charting of the Please Please Me album. The Beatles were meant to appear at promoters Peter Stringfellow's own venue, the Black Cat Club, but the police advised otherwise. Stringfellow then rented the Azina for £29, about £600 in 2020 money, and then proceeded to print some 2,000 tickets for the show. If you consider that the Azina could host a maximum of 500 people, you can well imagine that there was quite a commotion outside and inside the venue, with a lot of people packed inside and a lot more turned away. Please notice that this event was initially thought to have taken place on the 12th of February, but this was the real date. On the 2nd of April 1964, the Beatles were again at the Scala Theatre in London to shoot the press party sequence for their A Hard Day's Night film. 1 year later, in 1965, the Beatles were at the Twickenham Film Studios in London to continue the shooting for their second feature film, Eight Arms to Hold You, as Help was known at the time. Meanwhile, in Abbey Road, between 10 and 11 a.m., George Martin produced a stereo mix of You're Going to Lose That Girl, incorporating the overdubs recorded on the 30th of March. The track was never officially released. And we can close this episode with another mixing session. On the 2nd of April 1970, Phil Spector completed his work on the Get Back tapes at the EMI Studios, mixing in stereo and editing The Long and Winding Road, I Me Mine, and Across the Universe. The resulting album, Let It Be, was released on the 8th of May, some 16 months after it had taken shape as Get Back. It is common knowledge that Paul McCartney has had strong words against the work that Phil Spector had done. It is not clear whether or not he had actually ignored what was on the album, though. The acetate of the completed album had to be sent to each Beatle for approval, and Ringo Starr maintains that he did speak about it with Paul on the phone. It was 2 weeks after receiving the acetate that apparently Paul was so upset that he wanted to stop the album from ever coming out. In the anthology book, Paul explains, "Alan Klein decided, possibly having consulted the others, but certainly not me, that Let It Be would be reproduced for disc by Phil Spector. So now, we were getting a reproducer instead of just a producer, and he added all sorts of stuff, singing Ladies on the Long and Winding Road, backing that I perhaps wouldn't have put on. I mean, I don't think it made it the worst record ever, but the fact that now people were putting stuff on our records that certainly one of us didn't know about was wrong. I'm not sure whether the others knew about it. It was just, oh, get it finished up. Go on, do whatever you want. We were all getting fed up." This concludes this episode of What a Fab Day. Tomorrow we'll have a bit of radio and TV action. If you fancy this podcast and would like to lend a hand to see even more free music-related projects from yours truly, please be fab and visit www.simonmas.com/support. You can make the difference. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.